Let's face it, politics is a dirty business. In all my years of covering politics, I've never seen such fisticuffs campaigning as the current contest for New York governor. Carl Paladino and Andrew Cuomo routinely hit below the belt in their struggle to assume to the highest office in the most dysfunctional state in America. In one corner, a fly-below-the-radar, die-hard liberal who will likely become the state's next governor without barely lifting a finger. In the other corner, a Tea Party-backed Buffalo businessman who says what he thinks, often to his own detriment. Paladino's politics resonate with values voters and common-sense conservatives. His outsider persona is a breath of fresh air in the putrid cesspool that is Albany politics. I don't even mind the baseball bat analogy so long as it remains figurative. Anger may not be a management tool, but it is the emotion that best sums up the electorate, and any candidate who forgets that this fall does so at risk of their own political peril. Paladino's political schizophrenia, however, has probably cost him this election. His apology for suggesting that children are being brainwashed into thinking homosexuality is a valid lifestyle outraged the very voting bloc he could not afford to lose. The irony in all of this, of course, is that when he should have apologized for losing his cool with a reporter, he didn't, and when he should not have apologized for speaking his mind about homosexuality, he did. If I were Carl Paladino's campaign manager, I'd be looking for another line of work. The hard lesson Carl Paladino will learn from the 2010 campaign is that candidates cannot abandon their convictions. It may have been that Paladino's personality got in the way of his politics, and that's something he can't blame on anyone but himself.